This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. I'm Emily Boyer. Western Illinois University faculty are reacting to the recently released audio recordings from illegal discussions held by the university's leaders and the Board of Trustees. The illegal discussions were held on June 1st and 7th of last year. Audio recordings of those meetings were released early this month following a request for a review by the faculty union. The closed session meetings were called to discuss personnel issues, but the conversation focused on possible budget cuts, layoffs, academic program elimination, and outsourcing of college services, all issues that the Illinois Open Meetings Act says should be discussed in public. Faculty Senate Chair Christopher Pine says these illegal conversations underscore the larger issues at the university.
Not being able to have these difficult discussions publicly so that everybody is aware of where we are is inappropriate, and it's a lack of leadership, and it's one of the reasons, in my view, that we are struggling. We have a lack of leadership and the inability to actually articulate the vision and understand how the university works and functions. Many times on that audio tape, those recordings, you hear the Board of Trustees say things that indicate that they clearly don't understand how the university works or how universities in general work. They don't actually have facts about the way Western works, and it's quite disturbing.
And we've been here before, right? In late June, they were also found to have violated the Open Meetings Act. The Faculty Senate actually, in November, passed a resolution asking for the administration and the Board of Trustees to release other closed minutes and audio recordings. Did you ever get a response from them about that?
Once again, this is another instance where the Board of Chair of the Board of Trustees, Carolyn Allert Fuller, failed in her responsibility as a chair of a board. She didn't respond to any of the emails or formal letters that I sent her. Just the inability to engage in shared governance and leadership more broadly is just par for the course for the former board chair.
It sounds like, at least from listening to the faculty senators talk, these recordings bring up a lot more questions than they do answers.
That's correct. I mean, if you listen to just the first 7 minutes of the first June 1st tape, it's quite explosive. They specifically say they're going to lay off. They have plans to lay off 150 faculty. They continue to insist on a 17-to-1 student-to-faculty ratio. You can get our faculty FT, full-time equivalency faculty number from the fact book. You can get the full-time equivalent student semester credit hour production on the institutional research and planning page. And right now, it's 6,656. And, you know, a 17-to-1 faculty ratio with that number is much lower than the current number of faculty we have. You would need another 80 to 100 layoffs, depending on how many faculty have retired. Some faculty are signing irrevocable retirement papers, and so not having access to that, you know, the layoff number will vary.
Yeah, and we hear from then interim Provost Kathy Newman talking a conservative number of 150 faculty layoffs. Obviously, later that month, that did not happen. A little less than two dozen faculty were laid off, another 29 on March 1st. These numbers aren't adding up to what they are discussing behind closed doors.
Right, that's concerning, right? They have a plan. They say they're going to run out of money in November. And last July, they say they're going to lay off 150 faculty. They have a list. They have a list of departments. They have a list of faculty. And it didn't happen. And so the question is, when will additional layoffs happen? Now, you heard today from Associate Provost Russ Morgan that there are no more layoffs planned, but that's the language they use every time they say we don't have a current plan. It's the lack of plan that's one of the biggest problems that we've had at Western for the last decade.
Going forward, what would you like to see happen now that these recordings have been made public? You've mentioned that you've listened to them twice. More people are hearing what's going on behind these closed doors.
What I'd like to see happen is a clear articulation of the Western Illinois University's budget. I'd like to hear a plan for recruitment and retention of students, which he didn't hear anything like that on the recordings. And I'd like to see a new group of board members who understand their responsibility as board members and stewards of the university. If we don't have good stewards and we don't have people who have vision that understand their responsibilities to run the university, we're going to continue to spiral out of control. If the state of Illinois wants to have a university at West Central Illinois, then we have to have a good board of trustees and we have to have appropriate funding, whether it's funding for the Macomb campus or funding for the Quad Cities campus. We need appropriate funding so that we can continue to do the good work for the students in Illinois.
Do you want an apology from the administration or the board?
That's a good question. Well, they officially acknowledged that they have violated the Open Meetings Act. I don't believe that an apology from, say, Chair Allert Fuller is forthcoming. I think many of them don't believe they've done anything wrong. And that in and of itself is an indication of a lack of leadership. So because they don't think they've done anything wrong, asking them for an apology will seem inappropriate to them when in fact, I think they're just incapable of seeing what they did wrong.
Do you think that these kind of decisions can come back out into the public? There can still be the opportunity for shared governance as the university moves forward and does try to fix budget shortfalls that they have?
I think shared governance and clear understanding of how the university functions and where it's going is extremely important for the proper functioning of the university. You know, one of the things that was interesting in the recordings is that Todd Lester, they're having a discussion about athletics, about whether or not we should leave the Summit League. You know, that kind of discussion, if it's had publicly, changes the perception of what's going on at the university more broadly. You know, Carolyn Ellert Fuller and Joe Reeves, they say things publicly like, well, we're going to be stronger after these cuts, or we're going to be stronger. We're stronger because of all this. That narrative is a false narrative and made everybody think that we're okay when behind closed doors they're in panic mode trying to figure out how to solve major budget problems and shortfalls. And if you're not open with the public about that, you're not going to get them solved.
Christopher Pines is chair of the Faculty Senate at Western Illinois University. Pines says there will be an opportunity for faculty to ask questions directly to University President Jack Thomas when he speaks to the Faculty Senate next month. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-State's Public Radio News.